EIEA Wendigos and happy midnight. Thanks for joining us here at WHAU, the WOW signal. Tonight is a special night, folks. It marks the beginning of the end of the semester, that is. That's right, folks. With finals looming on the horizon, you're probably feeling a little...
God damn it.
What? What's the matter?
I keep trying to call into the archives, but I keep getting a busy signal.
Oh, yeah. That's because your phone can't call out right now. It can only call in.
Wait, what? Like it can only receive calls?
No, it can't receive calls either. It can only call in.
Wait, what? What did you do?
Listen, we don't have time to focus on who tainted whose phone with what while you were asleep. That's not important right now. What is important is this.
Sir Viceroy Fitzwaffles III is lost. Please help us find him. Reward offered. Cute dog. But if you're wondering, no, I didn't need it. I don't eat animals. I believe in a little thing called consent.
No, I don't think you ate the thing. It's lost, and I know where it is. The altar cocker was stolen.
Did you steal it?
What? No, of course not. That'd be ridiculous.
Of course it would be.
A fairy took it. The fae. The wild folk. The winged weirdlings of the wood. Fucking pixies, Gore.
I'm going to bed.
No, come on. Here, put your pants on. I need your help with this one. See, Blue heard in the weather forecast that there was a 70% chance of a key fall in the night side of the red, so he's obviously out of commission until he gets back. That being said, I need some muscle. That's where you come in.
Key who what now?
Key fall. You know, when it rains keys. In the actuality. Look, Blue's looking for a specific key that can open...
You know, sometimes when you talk, all I hear is the sound of a cat clawing at a screen door.
Okay, fine. Listen, that isn't even important right now. What is important is that if we're going to build our own Covenant Bob Alexandria division, we're going to need revenue. Mercenaries like us need revenue. Okay, and jobs plus reward equals said revenue. That's just math. Besides, Sir Viceroy Fitzwaffles here needs the type of help that the normal human populace in this area can't provide, which puts us in a rather favorable negotiating position. Furthermore, Wait, Gore, where'd you go? Did you even hear what I just said?
No, but it doesn't matter. We need milk anyway, so yeah, let's do your thing and then we can go swing by Ingles.
Yes, reward first, then milk. Oh, and a box of Cap'n Crunch. And maybe some salsa, I think we're out.
Wait, why are we going into the swamp? These service roads are only used for bootlegging and hiding dead bodies. Killed. Are you going to kill me?
No. Do you even see any shovels? We're tracking down two contacts here. We're going to need their help if we're going to get where we need to go.
Where do we need to go?
Weren't you listening? The little Schmendrick was taken by the Unseelie. We need an express elevator into the Fae, and in these parts, that means having a little confab with Gil and Phil.
What's a confab?
Confab? What, you don't know from confab? Oh, wait, here's our turn.
What? There's no road here! Shit!
Are. We'll need to walk a bit from this point on.
Okay.
Okay, Gore, when we get there, just follow my lead and let me do the talking. Grab that sack out of the back seat there.
Do you want to know what's in the sack?
No. Now less talky and more walky.
Ugh, God, what the hell is that smell? You know what it smells like? It smells like a cross between like a what the fuck?
Phil, how be my dudes?
Damn it, Kilt, we told you to stay clear of these parts.
Yeah, Kilt, you twiggy sumbitch. You know this pawn's ours now. You and yours got no right to her.
Settle down now. Ain't no one's looking to challenge your claim. I'm here to barter for passage to the Fae. It's my pal here's first time, you can. Gore, this is Phil and Gil. Phil and Gil, this is Gore. Say hello, Gore.
Sup. Kilt, can I talk to you over here for a sec?
Wait, what?
Just come here. Just come over here. Come here. One sec, guys. Come here.
Okay. Jeez, what's going on?
Kilt, what the fuck are these things? They look like a poorly drawn Ninja Turtle. What's with the bowls on their heads?
Shh, keep it down. Their species is called the Kappa, and they're very sensitive about their head bowls. The water in those indentations is the source of their power, understand? No, don't stare, dumbass!
Hey, what y'all talking about over there?
Nothing. He just remembered he left the, internet on back at the house.
Oh, sure. Who hasn't done that before?
It's okay, Gore. I'm sure Recursive will notice and take care of it. Anyways, about the use of your pond here?
How do you figure y'all have anything we'd want?
Well, I reckon you lot must suffer from powerful ennui out here on your lonesome. So I happen to have a deck of playing cards.
Playing cards? What kind? Aviator? B? Hoyle?
Phil, please. Only the best. These are bicycle.
Simmer down, Phil, you darn idiot. Sorry, Kilt ain't interested. Now get.
Hold up, let's not be too hasty now. I'll even throw in a card trick I learned to impress your friends at dinner parties.
Let's see the trick first.
Okay, here. Y'all pick a card, any card.
Wait, any card now?
Yep, any card. Don't let me see.
How's about this in here?
Oh, man, there they go. Oh, what a mess, all over the ground.
Some fell over this way, I got him.
Oops, looks like you fell for the old drop all the cards during a fake magic trick and make the Kappa spill their water routine. Works every time.
Damnation! Shoot.
What the hell am I watching?
Like I said, Gore, they need to keep the water in the indentations on the top of their heads, lest they become effectively immobile.
I'm pretty sure that's not what you said.
No matter. I'm sure Gil and Phil here are now more willing to negotiate our safe passage to the Fae. Isn't that right, you two?
You really are a bastard.
Do we still get the cards?
Of course. Oh, and a bonus, too, if you can tell the leeches to leave us alone during the trip.
No promises, as they don't really understand our dialect, but I'll try. Just hurry and top us off and we have a deal, okay? My head is really starting to itch something fierce.
Fair enough. There you are. And there you are.
Whew. Okay, stand by.
Decent dive to reach the other side now. Y'all sure you can hold your breath that long?
I'll be fine. And Gore here doesn't really need to breathe, per se. You done there, Phil?
All set. Swim to the silver glint at the bottom and, here. Throw this stone into the pond on the other side and follow it down to get back, you hear?
Thank you kindly. Gore, empty that sack for the lovely gatekeepers and follow me, okay? Cannonball!
Okay. cucumbers? Carrying a sack of cucumbers? Y'all really like cucumbers, don't you?
Dude, you coming?
Okay, let's get this over with.
Welcome to the Fae. And to be precise... Yep. The unseelie court of the Baroness Withelnoot, of the twisted angry heart and rusty spoons. Her beauty is only surpassed by her abject cruelty. She makes a mean rhubarb daiquiri, though. Keep up.
Wait, did you say abject cruel? Hey, did you say abject cruelty?
Gore, please, we're past that part. And try to keep it down, would ya? The Unseelie fucking hate Covenant Bob ever since the Seelie hired them as bouncers for the Troll Duchess's bat mitzvah. Not a single Unseelie assassin got through, Gore. Not a single one. Now come here. Here, take a look. Ooh, careful though, do not touch that plant.
Jesus, what's wrong? What is it, poisonous? Will it kill me?
No, it just smells super bad.
Okay. Why is it so bright and colorful here? It kind of hurts my eyes.
Yeah, that's the Fae for you. So, see over there? No, over there. The tent? Looks like it's the little Spritz birthday.
Whose? Wait, how do you know it's a birthday party?
By the music. Duh. How can you not hear it with ears like that?
Is that what that shit is? It sounds like a medieval times restaurant.
More like a Renaissance festival, really.
I stand corrected. Still shit, though.
Okay. Ah, there. That's the tent we want.
Jesus Christ, this really is a Renfest.
Jesus what?
Hmm? Jesus? You never heard of the guy?
Who?
Never mind. What do we do now?
Oh, well, as you can clearly see, this is the Elvis Princess Twelvia's 12th birthday.
What?
Yeah, you can tell by the 12 princes and 12 princesses bringing 12 presents to the 12 tables over yonder. And the reason Sir Viceroy Fitzwaffles was taken is because he has 12 spots on him.
Okay, now you're just making this shit up.
No, don't you see? It's the 12th day of the 12th month.
Okay, first off, Mr. Hooper, how do you know what a Renfest is and not know who Jesus Christ is? Second, it's fucking July.
Bingo! Pay dirt. Fitzwaffles, 10 o'clock. See him? No, 10 o'clock. That's 11. 10. See him? He's being carried in by that... I'll be damned. I was right.
What? What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just happened to recognize the Nudnik over there carrying our objective. Follow me, but keep it quiet. This is an extraction mission, soldier.
Oh, here's a good puppy. She's gonna like you, won't she?
Now, Gore!
Now, Gore what?
Subdue!
Oh,
What is this? Get off me!
Shit! The dog, it's getting away!
Hey, shit!
Get back. Hey, come here!
This little bastard's... Strong!
Got you, little guy. Now, you should be a puppy. Well, yeah, fairies are, like, bodaciously strong. That's why I brought you. Nice sleeper hole, by the way.
Ow, you little fucker, quit kicking me! Ow! Just go to sleep. Go to sleep. There we go.
Good job. Now let's get the hell out of here before that party guest sees.
Ooh! Is that for me?
Oh shit, hi there, sport? Nope, not for you. Just turned around is all. We'll be on our way now.
It's my birthday today. Are you sure that isn't for me?
Yep, quite sure. Take care now. Happy birthday, etc., etc.
Mommy, these men are stealing my birthday present!
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit what? What oh, shit?
Remember that whole abject cruelty thing? Well, meet Abject Cruelty Jr.
Wait, you mean that this is that lady's daughter? Which means that the angry-looking lady walking up over that hill is...
Mommy! These stupid boys are taking my gift!
Is that a fact?
Baroness Withel, of course not. This is just a big misunderstanding. You see, this little imp fellow...
Happy.
What? Like, in general? I mean, I guess I'm pretty happy.
His name is Happy.
Are you sure? That doesn't sound like a real name to me. Alright, well, I saw Happy here, wandering down Gorin Mai Street with a little squirming bundle under his arm. You see, this dog belongs to a human, and according to Section 19, Subsection B-8 of the Changeling Accords, the only living creatures permitted by the Unseelie to be taken from a mortal's domicile are, and I quote, infants, cockatoos, and libertarians. This, creature is none of those, and belongs to a family on my street. By accepting such a gift, you would be guilty of theft by accessory after the fact, and will be in breach of contract in accordance to the precedent set forth by the Unseelie legislation of Kramer versus Kramer.
That was all bullshit, right?
Shut up, Glor.
Seriously, did you just make all that shit up?
Shut up, Glor.
Gentlemen, I know how we can resolve this. Happy is my subject, and as such, would not deign to lie to me. Let us ask him.
Well, he's a little unconscious at the moment.
Oh? Well, no matter. You will simply join in our festivities until he has regained his senses.
Oh, well, we really should be getting home. I left the vacuum running and my afternoon tea may be getting cold, so, you know.
Oh, but I insist.
Totes next time, Baroness. But thank you, though.
I insist.
Wait, where are we going?
Nothing we can do. She insisted.
Ladies and lords, we have a pair of unexpected guests. As is our custom, for every new guest, we raise a glass in their honor. Please, bring them each a glass.
Oh, I'm really more of a Mountain Dew kind of...
Take the glass.
Yes, ma'am. Taking the glass, sir.
How the shit is she doing? I didn't want to take the class. My hand just did it.
It's fae magic. They're masters of the compellative arts. It's their M.O. Compel you to do things you don't want to do.
Wait, are you saying we're fucked? Are we fucked? I don't want to be fucked, Kilt.
Easy, little schlamazel. They aren't the only ones with a few tricks up their sleeves. Just be exceedingly polite, keep quiet, and under absolutely no circumstances...
A toast, gentlemen, to your health and good fortune.
Drink the wine.
What? You said be exceedingly polite!
Yeah, be polite as in don't punch anyone's bubby. Not be polite as in drink every Cabernet Sauvignon that somebody puts in front of you.
Why? What happens now?
Well, the good news is we don't have to worry anymore.
Really? You don't think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're definitely fucked.
Mummy, I want to see the stupid boys dance.
An excellent idea, my sweet. Bant, play something... jaunty. Gentlemen, how about you give us a dance?
I was never really much of a dancer.
Dance.
Hey, where'd you learn to moonwalk?
Shut up, Kilt.
Wonderful. Subjects, a dance. We mustn't let our new guests be the only attendants to cut a rug.
I can't keep going. We've been dancing for hours now. Kilt? Kilt, are you listening? Kilt!
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, yep, I got it.
Oh god, what now?
I think I know how they're casting this dancing spell.
Thank god. So you can reverse it?
Oh god, no. But I have an idea. Does your phone still have that LifeProof case on it? The one that, like, protects it from water?
Yeah. Ever since the cow pie incident. You think I would have jumped into that lake if my case wasn't waterproof?
Awesome. Can you control your arms enough to reach it and throw it to me?
I think so. Got it! Catch!
Oh, got it. Okay, put your game face on, buddy. This is gonna be one hell of a bluff.
What are you talking about?
Hey, Withel! Takes a lot of chutzpah to put us under a dancing enchantment. Gotta give you that.
Why, thank you.
But you made one key mistake.
And what is that, mortal?
Assuming you were the only one out there who could sling a spell. Ha! Gotcha! Okay, you like dancing so much. How's about this?
Sometimes you have to tap a little bit harder. The plastic over the face is kind of thick.
Oh, okay, like this?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, cool. All right, how about this one?
Oh, no!
Ha! They're doing the dance! You're doing it, Kilt!
Yeah, you like that, Withy? I got a million of them. Try this one.
They're doing it! Ah, great job, Kilt. Now pull us out of the enchantment so we can get the hell out of here.
I can't.
What? What do you mean you can't?
I told you it was a bluff. I know how to cast the spell. I don't know how to pull it down. They don't know that, Gore. Cool. How's about it, Withel? We call it a draw. You let us go, and I won't be forced to pull out my most dangerous weapon.
Now, you wouldn't dare.
Oh, wouldn't I?
No! No, enough! Enough! Fine. I will release the enchantment, take your dog, and get out of here.
Thank you very kindly. Gore, get the Viceroy. Let's amscray.
I don't understand it. The only mortals who can harness and wield the compellative power of emotions are a small group of Vislay who travel the path of suns. He definitely wasn't a Vislay. I would have smelled it on him. And he wasn't a fae, lest he would never have been able to best me. The only way it'd make sense is if he were of a Covenant Bob. But he's a Bob. Subjects, to me! Round your horses and after them! Sound the charge! The hunt is on!
Got any fives?
Nope. Go fish.
Huh. They survived. I'll be damned.
Nah, guys, it's cool. Don't have to help us out. We're good,
Shit. Do you think they're still following us down there?
Yeah, they're pretty pissed. Move it!
Huh. Got any nines?
The station wagon. Get the keys. Oh, got the keys. Oh, got them. Phew. Okay. I think we lost them.
Lost them? What the fuck are you talking about? They're right behind... Wait. Where'd they go?
See that? Sun's rising. The wild folk get sent back to the Fae at dawn. Them's the breaks.
Huh. Okay. Where the hell are we?
Huh. Let's see, that sign says Virginia Beach. Are we in Virginia?
Shit. Oh, right. We have to get this dog back.
Yes. To our reward, gore and glory.
I think your glory's pissing on the back seat.
Okay, this one right here on the right. Just park here. Okay, I'm gonna go bring Viceroy Fitzwaffles here back, collect our reward, and then straight to the Ironclad for 2-for-1 pizza night. Wait here, I'll be right back. As it turns out, somebody found Viceroy Fitzwaffles and returned him yesterday.
Wait, what? Are you telling me after all that it wasn't even the right dog?
I guess not. So, we have a dog now?
So, where'd that one come from?
He's waking up! Happy! Mr. Happy! Are you okay?
Oh, my head. Say, what happened to the puppy I got from the pet store?